Big Bucks and Whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Gary Kroger. Hi, folks, and welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. This is the show where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes. And now, let's meet today's player.
Yeah. Hi, I am Sebastian, and I'm from Studio City, California, and I'm here to win all the money.
Hi, my name is Lynette. I'm a minister of the gospel, and the wealth is stored up for me.
What's up? My name's Morgan. I work for a major yearbook supplier company. I'm a sales rep, and I want to get my hands on some of that green.
Players, are you ready to press your luck?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to get things started by giving each of you $1,000 to get the ball rolling here, if that's all right. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board right behind me here. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes loaded on it, including this gym car. Now, you'll need to land on the gym space in round one and the car space in round three. Then you need to win the game in order to drive it out of here. Keep that in mind. And each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or a prize, just like this. Stop! There, ooh, a year's supply of M&Ms for Todd. Wow. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands. That's the good stuff. All right. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy here, because if you land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out the rest of the round. That's not what you want.
No, not today. Not today.
Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy, and you can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player that's in the lead at the end of this first round has the big advantage in our final round. And the player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner. And the only one out of the three of you gets to take home all the cash and prizes they've earned. Good deal. There we go. No fear here, baby. No fear, they say. All right. Well, we drew backstage to determine who would go first here. Sebastian, that's you. Start you off with 1,000. Put the big board in motion. Let's see what you can add to that.
No whammies, baby. Come on.
Stop at an electric scooter, valued at $259, Sebastian. Down to Lynette, $1,000 to start. Here comes your first spin. Stop at a whale watching tour. That's worth $300 for you, Lynette. Put you in first place by a few dollars. And Morgan, down to you, $1,000. Here comes your first spin. Good luck.
All right, no whammies. Get a surfboard. Stop.
Stop at $740. Put you in first place. All right, once down the line, players, what that means is we need to add more whammies to the board. Here they come. The further we go, the more dangerous it gets. And Sebastian, we come back to you in third place, $1,259. Do you want to freeze there or do you want to press your luck?
I'm pressing my luck, Carl. Come on, let's do it.
Stop at a bread maker. That's worth $149. Still no one has landed on that gym car square. Still big bucks up there. Lynette, we come to you. $1,300 in third place. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press.
All right.
Stop.
Stop at a Rodeo Drive shopping spree. That is worth $700 for you, Lynette. There you go. $2,000. You're in first place now. Morgan, down to you. Currently in second place. Would you like to freeze or would you like to press your luck?
Todd, you know I gotta go. All right, no whammies. Give me some cash. Stop.
Stop at $450. Now you're in first place, Morgan. All right, another trip down the line. More whammies coming up on the big board now. Sebastian, we come to you. $1,408. Your no whammies cries have been pretty successful for you so far. But as you know, there are more whammies up there. And as you know, you have a decision here. Do you want to freeze or do you want to press your luck? Tickets worth $254. A little karate cry there from Sebastian. Okay. Lynette, to you. Second place, $2,000. What you gonna do? Freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck.
Press your luck. All right. Here comes Lynette. Stops at an outdoor grill worth $222. Morgan, down to you. $2,190. What you gonna do? You're in second place.
Let's do
freeze
this.
Or press your
press
luck.
My
Let's
luck.
Do this, he said.
All right, no whammies.
Stop slammed his way right into your heart and right into your wallet, Morgan. Knocked you out of this first round, took you down to zero. Speaking of whammies, here comes some more now for you as we come back to Sebastian. All right, Sebastian, you saw we just had the first whammy of the game. You are in second place now, $1,662. A lot of whammies up there, but still lots of money, lots of great prizes. Do you want to freeze or press your luck?
I'm pressing my luck, no fear. Go for the big bucks. Let's go, baby. Come on. No whammies. Big money. Yeah.
Stop at an indoor rotisserie for $319. There you go. Racking up the good stuff. Lynette, how about it? 2-2-2-2. That's what you got. You want to freeze and take that into the final round or press your luck?
I'm on freeze.
All right. Lynette is frozen at $2,222. And more whammies coming to the board. Here we go. Speaking of something that'll put a chill in your bones, Sebastian, back to you since Morgan is out of this round. $1,981. Do you want to freeze or do you want to press your luck? What's it going to be?
The high achievers are the risk takers, baby.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
We'll put that on a poster and put the board in motion. Stop. Oh, a whammy, Sebastian.
Hey, let's kick it up a notch. Bam, bam, bam.
There's your whammy, Sebastian. Knocked you out of this round. Lynette, it's only you. You're frozen at $2,222. That means you'll have the advantage in the final round. And when we come back, these players will have a chance to get some spins to take to that round with our question round. Right after this. Welcome back to Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Let's take a couple moments, get to know our players here. Sebastian, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What do you like to do?
I raise venture capital for privately held companies that either need expansion capital or they want to go public. That's what I do for a profession.
Well, that's very impressive. I have no idea what that means, but I smell money, so that's a good thing. All right, hopefully you're smelling money, too. Lots of big bucks hopefully coming your way. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Lynette, you know, you say you're a minister, and we love that. And as a matter of fact, our audience has never been more well-behaved than since you've been here as a minister. Tell us, where's your church? How'd you get into it?
I'm a missionary right now. I'm coming from Cheyenne's Church, and we're located in Pasadena, and we're the Harvest Rock Church. They've sent me into Long Beach, North Long Beach, to do an evangelistic ministries, which we have saved over 500 souls.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Good to have you here, Lynette. Thanks for coming by. Good luck to you. And Morgan,
yes,
before we get to know you a little bit better, may I say, and I think I speak on behalf of everyone here, love that suit.
I'm here again,
my man. That is a sharp-looking suit. You're a yearbook supplier, so you're the guy that when we were back in school, we made the checks out to, huh?
Most likely, I'm a sales rep for a yearbook guy, so you would be making the checks out to me, correct?
Well, fantastic. All right, good. And thank you for not putting the ugly picture in my senior year. I appreciate that. Players, great to have the three of you here. Let's get back to this game, all right? We're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of our game here. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have of winning. This is how the question round works. I will ask a question. The first player to buzz in will answer that question. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer gets you one spin, okay? All right, here comes your first question. Now, overly aggressive men of short stature are sometimes said to have a complex named after what petite Frenchman? Sebastian.
Short man's complex?
Is it short man's complex, Charlemagne, or Napoleon? Lynette?
Short man's complex.
Morgan?
Definitely Napoleon.
It is definitely a Napoleon complex. Yes, named after Napoleon. Sebastian, you don't get a spin. Lynette, not one for you this time, but Morgan, three for you, gives you one spin and brings us to our next question. In which professional sport will illegal motion result in a penalty? Illegal motion. Morgan?
Football.
Is it football, basketball, or hockey? Sebastian?
Football.
Lynette?
Basketball.
It is football. Football, illegal motion. Sebastian, one spin for you on that one. Lynette stays at zero. Morgan, you pick up three, puts you at four. Jodie Foster, Meryl Streep, or Annette Bening? Tell me which of these women has never won an Oscar for Best Actress. Sebastian.
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening? Jodie Foster or Meryl Streep? Lynette, which one do you
think? I'm going to have to say Annette Bening.
I'm going to have to go Annette Bening.
It is Annette Bening. Annette Bening doesn't have a Best Actress Oscar just yet. Sebastian, three spins for you, put you at four. Lynette, there's your first spin. And Morgan, you get one. You're now at five. The world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest, can be found on what continent? Morgan.
North America.
Is it North America, Asia, or Europe? Sebastian, what do you think?
North America.
Lynette?
North America.
Nope. Asia. Found it on Asia. Right. No spins for anyone down the line. We move on to our fifth and final question. Listen carefully. This is your last chance to pick up some spins. Here it is. Which of your five senses is processed by your olfactory nerve? Morgan.
Smell.
Is it smell, sight, or taste? Sebastian.
Smell.
Lynette?
Taste.
It is smell. Smell. The olfactory nerve is a smell. All right, Sebastian, you get one spin there, puts you at five. Lynette, you wrap up this round with one spin. And Morgan, three for you. You will be taking eight spins into our final round, which is coming up right after this.
Argus internet-ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capability. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back to the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck players. I direct your attention to the board, over $100,000 in cash and prizes up there. And like always, some whammies. Be careful, if you hit one of them, they will grab all your cash and leave you flat broke, as Sebastian and Morgan both know. If you hit four of them, you will be eliminated from the game, so be careful. As if that weren't enough, the big board now features some double whammies here. Now, the double whammies not only take all your money, they come out here and mess with you a little bit. In this final round, there is more strategy because now you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take those spins that have been passed to him. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to walk away with all the cash and prizes they've earned, okay? All right, good luck to you in this round. Lynette, you do have the advantage here, $2,222. You're going last in this round. We go down to Sebastian, who has the least amount of money, well, tied for the least amount of money, but you do have the least amount of spins with five. $0, one whammy. Would you like to take your first spin now?
I would love to do that.
Let's go.
All right, no whammies, no whammies. Big bucks. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a pool table worth $1,290, Sebastian. Four spins left. Would you like to take another one now? Let's go.
All right, come on, big bucks. Big bucks, no whammies. Come on, baby.
Stop at garden furniture worth $600. Still in second place, Sebastian, $1,890. What would you like to do, pass or press your luck again?
I'm going to press my luck.
All right, come on. Big money, come on. No whammies.
Stop at $1,750, Sebastian. You got to love that. Put you in first place, $3,640. Two spins left. What you going to do? Pass or press your
luck? I'm going for it. One more. Come on, baby. No whammies. No whammies. Come on. Big bucks.
Stop at $1,200. $4,840. First place. One spin remaining. Pass it to Lynette or press your luck. All right, Lynette, that spin comes to you. I'm guessing that's what that gesture means, right? The whole, all right. Lynette, you will have to take that spin in just a few moments because, again, you're going last here. So we come down to Morgan, who's in third place. $0, one whammy, eight spins to play with here. Morgan, do you want to press your luck with the first?
It's time to get on my horse and
press
my luck.
Let's go.
All right, no whammies. Big money. Stop.
Stop at big bucks. $5,000 in a spin. All of a sudden, Morgan, you're now in first place with your fancy suit.
I like to hear.
Eight spins remaining. What you gonna do? Take another one or
press it?
All
Let's
right.
Let's do this. All right, no whammy. Big money. Stop.
Stop at $600. Seven spins remaining, Morgan. Pass or press your luck.
Press it. Let's do this. No whammies. Big money. Stop.
Stop at $3,000 and another spin. $8,600, Morgan. Seven spins to go. What you gonna do?
I got the jacket on. I gotta go. Let's do this. Big money again. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at an emerald ring worth $1,000. $9,600, Morgan. Six spins. Pass or press your luck.
I'm going. I'm pressing it. I'm going. All right. No whammies. Big money.
Stop at $800. $10,400, Morgan. Do you want to pass him to Sebastian or press your luck again? You have five spins.
I got to press. I got to go. Big money. Come on. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $2,000 or lose a whammy. You want to get rid of that whammy? You want the money? You got it. $12,400. Unbelievable. We'll take a little break. Come back. Morgan's not finished yet. He still has four spins. Stick around. Welcome back. Morgan is on quite the roll here. He's in first place, $12,400. You still have four spins, Morgan. Remember, if you pass them, they come down here to Sebastian. So do you want to pass or do you want to press your luck again?
Let's do this.
Press my luck.
No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $500 and another spin for Morgan. $12,900, still four spins. What you gonna do?
I gotta go.
All right.
Gotta go.
Sebastian, those spins come to you. Those are four spins that you must take. You are currently in second place with $4,840. Here comes your first spin.
Let's go for big bucks, baby. Come on, spin me back. Big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop. Ooh, a whammy.
Spell loser.
Loser. Y-O... You
loser!
All right, Sebastian, knocked you right down to zero. Now you're in third place, but we take those three spins remaining in your pass column, put them in your earned column. You can do with them whatever you'd like. If you choose to pass them, they do go back to Morgan, or you can press your luck. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna go for it. I have to. Let's do it. Come on. Big bucks, baby. Come on. Two, three in a row. Come on.
Stop it. $1,200. Two more spins. What you gonna do? Take another one? All right.
Come on, big bucks. No whammies.
Stop at $500. $1,700, still in third place. One spin to go. Pass or press your luck, Sebastian.
I'm pressing it. No whammies. Press your luck. Let's go.
Stop at a robot dog, which is worth $1,590. Puts you in second place, Sebastian, $3,290. Now, Lynette, that brings us to you. You're in third place with $2,222. You have one spin in your pass column, one spin in your earned column. You must take the pass spin, and we're going to do that right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Good luck. No ready, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at a man's watch worth $1,395. Lynette, interesting situation here. You are now in second place with $3,617. You trail Morgan by over $9,200. You have one spin. If you take it, you need something that gives you another spin to keep it alive for you here. Now, should you choose to pass, it will go to Morgan. He will have to take it. If he hits a whammy, you will be the winner. So you have to decide. Do you want to pass it? All right. Morgan... Here you go. We're about to find out just how lucky that suit is.
Oh, come on.
$12,900. One spin you have to take. Avoid the whammy, Morgan, and you will be our winner. If you hit a whammy, it's all about Lynette. Are you ready, Morgan?
I'm born ready.
All right, here we go.
Beat it, whammies. I don't want you around. Anything but a whammy. Stop.
Stop. And a trip to Maui for $3,800 brings you to $16,700 in cash and prizes. You did it, Morgan. That is one lucky suit, my friend. We're going to come over there and rub the lapels. Here's our buddy Gary Kroger to tell you exactly what you've won.
Morgan, you've won an emerald ring. And how about 5 nights and 6 days for two at the Royal Lahaina Resort, Maui? On 27 acres of the world-famous spectacular Kaanapali Beach, authentic Hawaiian ambiance, providing Maui's ultimate resort experience, the Royal Lahaina Resort. Put that together with your $11,900 in cash. Your grand total is $16,700.
Sebastian, hope you had a good time. Thank you so much for stopping by. Lynette, a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for coming. And how about this guy over here? That is one nice suit. Morgan, congratulations. You wrap things up with a trip to Maui there. You can't beat that. Some great prizes, some great cash, and this is very nice here. Very nice. This is about to become the new fashion must of the season right here. Thank you so much for being with us, folks. Not only do you get some fun, but you also get fashion tips. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.